It was called the Iconoclastic Fury when 16th century Protestants destroyed statues considered to be idolatrous. Look familiar? Militants in Iran have been destroying priceless treasures deemed to be un-Islamic, giving many who watch these videos the sense of living in a time warp.
This is not 1015, this is 2015. And as I speak, people are being crucified, people are being burned alive, they're being beheaded.
Lindsey Graham of South Carolina led a Senate hearing focused on the Islamic State militant group. Its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, claims to be caliph of a re-established medieval Muslim empire.
Senator, on behalf of the American Center for Law and Justice,
conservative Christian activist Jay Sekulo believes the Islamic claim is authentic.
That's what they call themselves. They call themselves the caliphate. Caliph Ibrahim believes he's the leader of worldwide Islam. So whatever we want to call him, in one sense, is irrelevant because that's who they are.
As lawmakers grapple with how to respond to the militant groups, there's a wider debate over whether these extremists should be seen as part of Islam or as a deviation from the faith.
From my point of view, what you've got is the hijacking of religion.
Islamic studies professor John Esposito says the injunction in the Quran to slay the unbelievers wherever you find them is being taken out of context.
When that scripture was uttered, it had nothing to do with Christians and Jews at that point. It had to do with pagan Meccans who were at that point persecuting Muslims. And God in the Quran was saying to them, if they're fighting you, you have a right to fight back.
Some commentators argue that Islam needs a Protestant-like reformation that rejects the traditional interpretation of scripture. But Esposito says they should be careful what they wish for.
They'll say Islam needs a reformation. I sometimes say to some of my Muslim friends, what they're really saying then is genocide ought to take place, or close to it. Because we think of the Reformation as the Enlightenment, and we forget the Hundred Years' Wars.
European history certainly had its share of sectarian conflicts. Because one thing that cuts across the boundaries of time and faith, Esposito says, is the use of religion to legitimate political power and warfare. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.